Okay, now Mishnah base. More about what you include in the sale of a house. Lo asa bor, lo asa dus. When I sell you my house, if there happens to be a bor, a water cistern, or bores, a round one, under the house, lo asa dus, or if there has to be like another kind of storage cistern that's like above ground, covered, whatever it is, dus, we saw that word in Rosh Hashanah by being blowing the shofar into the dus and hearing the echo. Anyways, it's water storage. Those are not included in the sale, afal pi, and that is even true, shekasavlo, even though if I write in the contract, umka veruma, that included in the house of the sale is umka, like the depth, meaning what's below it, and veruma, that which is above it. Even so, the dus, or the bor, is not included. Here's the, I'm explaining, two separate things. In terms of the water cistern, the idea is like this. I know it's impossible for us to imagine how a water source is not a critical part of a functional home. I understand that. But in their time, that was not the case. In their time, what was normal is there was a single water source, like a well or a dos or whatever it is, and that was shared by the whole chatzer. And okay, someone is lucky enough perhaps to have it in his house, or he has a private one, but it's not critical to have one for the home. So therefore, when I tell you my house, if there's like happens to be something else separate on the home, like a water source, I'm not including that in the sale, necessarily. Now, umka veruma means that you're supposed to put in the contract, and I'm supposed to, people did put in the contract, that they're selling umka, meaning the rights below the house, as opposed to retaining the rights of what's in the ground beneath the house for themselves. And veruma means that's above it, meaning the airspace. So if I wouldn't put in my contract umka veruma, that would mean I sell you my house, but it's just the house. And I could actually tunnel under the house, I could mine for gold under your house, of course assuming it doesn't damage your house. But I mean, I could extract, the oil under your house, and ruma means I could have a bridge going over your house, and using the airspace. Obviously, again, not sitting on your house, that might damage it, but over the airspace I could use, unless I sold you the rights, not just the living space, but also umkvaruma, the land below and the air above. But even if I include the land below, that didn't include the dus, which is something separate from the land below. That's like a separate, distinct entity from the house. Okay? Good. V'tzarach likach lo derech, div Rebbe Akiva. Now Rebbe Akiva holds that even though when I sell you my house, I'm retaining the bor for myself. So when I sell you the house, according to Rebbe Akiva here, a person sells with what's called an ayin yafa, like a generous heart. Meaning when I sell you everything. I don't retain some secret thing for myself. Therefore, I'm not retaining any rights to access my well for myself. That being the case, if I want to go and access the well, I'll need to somehow compensate you for rights to get to that well. And therefore, tzarach likach lo derech means I'll need to purchase from you, the purchaser, like I'm the seller, you're the purchaser, I need to purchase from you some rights to get into the house, to get to the well. That would apply to the previous Mishnah Lachor as well. That's Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva Shita is a person sells with the Ayin Yafa, he sells everything, holds nothing back for himself. The Chacham Omrim, Eino Tzarach Likach Lo Derech. The Chacham say no, a person sells not maximally with the Ayin Yafa, but really minimally with an Ayin Ra. I'm not going to sell you anything more than I need to. So if I'm retaining a well beneath your house, for sure when I sold you the house, I never dreamed of giving you access, never dreamed of selling all my access rights to the well, because that would make the well inaccessible to me. I would never do that. I would retain rights for myself. So the Chacham say a person, when he sells, he only sells what he has to sell, retaining as much as he could for himself, including rights to access as well. Rebbe Akiva says no. A person sells with Ayin Yafa, he sells everything, he retains nothing for himself, so he'd have to compensate the purchaser if he wants to get to the well. The Halach is like Rebbe Akiva, that a person sells with Ayin Yafa. So Umod Rebbe Akiva would agree this far. Bezman she'amalo chutz me'elu. If I say to you explicitly, I'm selling you the house, but I'm not selling you the wells. Since he didn't need to say that, because it wasn't, was not included, but by saying explicitly, I'm not selling you the water supply beneath, or the water storage beneath, then obviously I'm coming to say, I'm retaining the rights to get it myself. And that being the case, Sheino Tzarach Likach Lo Derech, once I've spoken out explicitly and that I'm retaining it for myself, that means, of course, that I'm retaining not just the thing, but also the rights to access it. Now, what happens if it's, now the last part of the mission is talking about not selling the house, but selling the separate item, meaning I'm selling, let's say I'm selling the well. I'm to keep my house, but I'm selling you my boar. Machran lacher, when I sell you the boar. So, Rebbe Akiva says, listen, a person sells with a ayin yafa, meaning when I sell you the boar, of course I'm going to sell you with it rights to access the boar. And therefore, enot tzarach likach lo derech. You won't need to make a separate transaction with me to purchase access to get to my boar. That's crazy. But the Chacham say no. A person sells minimally with an ayin ra, and therefore I give you rights to own the boar, but I never give you rights to access the boar. If you want that, you have to pay me more. Again, the halacha is like Rabbi Kiva, a person sells with an ayin yafa, that he sells, you know, everything that he, so to speak, can retain nothing for himself.